system. And it's interesting actually that the really hypersaline ones are down at the bottom end of this second chain of lakes, and whether there's actually a gradient takes groundwater in that direction and discharges into those three bottom end lakes, that's definitely a possibility, because they are at the kind of bottom sink end of the system. So that's where groundwater's coming in, and it's got nowhere to go. Just all it can do is evaporate until it gets dense enough, and then these dense fingers start to take the saline water out, and then you get a steady condition with stuff coming in and dense fluid going out, and it will remain more or less quasi-steady for hundreds, thousands of years. But it'll shift around as well.
So Lake Preston's lower than Lake
I don't have a level on Preston, actually.
I think Preston's a bit higher.
Yeah,
I remember this one's lower.
Could well be. Yeah, we just didn't get out to do a level on Preston. But,
with the expectation of
the western boundary of the system will move up, and also because seawater gets into Peel Harvey, the level there will go up. So you fractionally shift the boundary condition to this whole flow system. So the water table will tend to rise. The interface, the saline interfaces will shift, and the whole thing will kind of slowly readjust itself to changes in seawater.
So you have to move.
And the thrombolite will start moving a bit.
Yeah, well, if sea level goes up, then the levels here will go up, and probably, I don't know whether they can become more saline. It'd take a long time to respond in any event.
Would this, if that happened, would the deeper one go up?
I couldn't answer that. I don't know.
Depends on how
their salt range is.
Yeah, I mean...